5 years ago, Meltzer, who was coming off his popular History Channel series Brad Meltzer Decoded, set his sights on a new project.
You know, I was just tired of my own kids looking at people who were famous for being famous and reality TV show stars and loudmouth athletes, and I thought, I can give them better heroes, and we need better values for our kids today. We are starving for heroes. Whatever side of politics you're on, both sides are starving for heroes.
This led Meltzer to come up with a new series of books for kids that were focused on real-life heroes.
So we started with I'm Amelia Earhart and I'm Abraham Lincoln. We've done I am George Washington, I am Dr. King, I am Jane Goodall and Lucille Ball. And we are now coming out with our 15th hero in our I Am series. And it's a man who needs no introduction, but I think is really perfect for these modern times, a guy named Neil Armstrong. So I Am Neil Armstrong is now launching as well.
Meltzer is fascinated with what qualities lead an individual to become heroic. He cites an incident that happened to Armstrong when he was 8 years old and attempting to climb the giant maple tree in his backyard.
And for him, climbing a tree was like a puzzle. It was something you had to figure out. You got to grab this branch and then this branch. And he grabbed a dead branch at 8 years old, and the branch snapped. And he plummeted to the ground, landed flat on his back, and the wind is knocked out of him. And the most important thing that Neil Armstrong does in that moment is he gets back up again.
Meltzer says that fearless persistence continued as Armstrong learned to fly before he was even old enough to drive, then through his military flight career and into his years as an astronaut. But there was something else that made Armstrong a quiet sort of hero.
Neil Armstrong never used the word I. He used to use the word we. We did this. We accomplishment. And he would say in the Apollo mission that it was everyone's accomplishment that was going to go there. And he meant the scientists, the mathematicians. He meant the people who were the tailors sewing his spacesuit together. And remember when humility was an American value?
Neil Armstrong died in 2012, but now his star is shining bright again. Besides being the subject of Meltzer's latest book on heroes, Armstrong's tale will come to the big screen next month with the release of the movie First Man. Meltzer isn't surprised and thinks this is more than mere coincidence.
You know, I don't think there's anything serendipitous about it. I think that in any moment in history, cultures always get the heroes that they need. I don't think it's a coincidence that the two biggest heroes this year in terms of documentary are Neil Armstrong and Mr. Rogers. And I don't think it's a coincidence that we picked them too.
And this Sunday, Meltzer will be at Tallahassee's Challenger Learning Center.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about the book, of course, but I'll give you the inside stories. I'll tell you what NASA said when they got to read the book. And the real fun of what happens and how you put these books together. We'll also talk about my thrillers. We'll talk about the TV show. We'll talk about the 9/11 flag that we were able to find on this anniversary of 9/11. And to me, the fun of the night is, of course, we end where everyone can get their book signed.
The show and signing takes place from 2 until 4 Sunday afternoon. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.